Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Exactly 8:40 at Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Tom Meredith off the rest of the week. He'll be back for Galesburg Live Saturday morning from 7 to 9, and then on Monday morning for his regularly appointed duties as host of this program. But glad to be with you nonetheless, and glad to be joined by Fay Schultz and Mike Weigand about with the Kiwanis Club in Galesburg. Their Pancake Day is coming up tomorrow, and I don't know if I can adequately explain how much a day like this makes me happy. Good morning. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
Nice to be here.
How long have you been doing this now?
Fay, how long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been with the Kiwanis Club for about 7 years, and before that I worked with the Key Club at Galesburg High School.
So. Ah, very good. And Mike, how long have you been involved with this? You described yourself off the air as pancake cooker second class.
Second class, yeah. Sure. I'm hoping to make first class.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope there's a ceremony and everything for you. I don't know what that involves.
No, I was former pancake chair, and Fay was gracious enough to take it over for me because it's a big job.
Yeah, it really is. And how long has the Kiwanis Club been doing the Pancake Day?
Boy, since 1950.
Wow. Yeah. So since you're an expert at cooking pancakes, Mike, what does it take to make so many at once?
Just a lot of pouring, I guess.
Yeah,
and a lot
go.
Of flipping. They,
a lot of cooperation from everybody who's doing it.
Yeah, and we have a lot of grills, and the grills are pretty hot, so they cook pretty fast. I don't know how long it takes for an average pancake to cook, but I don't know, maybe about 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes.
I very rarely ever get one right, so I'm glad to go to events like this where chances are they're going to be right before I ever get there. For sure. But as much as I kid about it, he's doing this since the 50s. This proves how, one, a success this has been for your organization, but how much of a need there is in the community for some of what Kiwanis does, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we use this particular fundraiser. We use the money to take 36 needy children in Galesburg and Knoxville shopping for clothes for themselves for the winter.
Wow, okay.
So the money used goes for children. That's our mission.
And that's been, in a broad sense, the Kiwanis Club's mission since they've been in existence, right?
Definitely, yes.
So we'll talk about the Pancake Day in particular. You're serving twice tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
We start at 10:30, and we go till 1 o'clock, and then we start at 4:30, and we go till 7 o'clock.
I like the idea of breakfast for dinner. That sounds like I imagine you probably get a whole lot of people at both servings, right?
Both servings, yeah. We have pancakes, sausage, orange juice, milk, coffee, and a lot of good times.
There you go. And that's at Trinity Lutheran Church?
That's correct.
Okay. And ticket cost?
Tickets are $5 for adults, and any child that comes eats free.
And you can pay at the door, or you can find a Kiwanis member and get tickets in advance, right?
That's perfect. Both doors work, so come on down.
Talk to me about the history of Kiwanis in Galesburg. How long has it been around, and tell me about some of the good the organization's been able in general to do in that time.
The organization, Kiwanis International, started in 1915, and our club got started, I think, 4 years later.
Okay.
And the mission has always been to help children all around the world, and we have local projects. Basically, we support a lot of the charities that deal with children in our community, and then some direct things that, you know, people do reading buddies or tutor with children at the local elementary schools also.
Any idea? Oh, I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and internationally, a big program is the Eliminate program, where they're trying to, the Kiwanis International Group is trying to eliminate neonatal tetanus. Which there's still a lot of countries where babies are born and they die because they have this disease, and they're trying to eliminate it in different countries around the world, and they've eliminated it in
quite a few,
probably over 100 countries.
Yeah.
And there's still some countries in Africa and things like that where babies die. So They're doing a great job, and that's the big Kiwanis International movement, and it's awesome because they raise hundreds of millions of dollars to try to eliminate this disease.
This is amazing. Talk to me in general about what both of you have been involved in Kiwanis for a little while now. What got you interested in this particular organization, and what keeps you going being involved with it, Faye?
Well, I started, as I said, as a Key Club advisor, and enjoyed the fact that high school students were being introduced to the idea of service in the community.
Yeah.
Not because they had made a mistake and got in trouble with the law, but because they chose to do that. It's something that I was involved in high school, and I've always enjoyed volunteering and helping out people, and mostly children. So that's how I got involved. And Kiwanis, the club itself is great because you get a chance at the weekly meetings to learn about our community and to find out where the needs are. People come and give talks about what's going on in the community. So that's how I got involved, and that's what keeps me going.
From your perspective and from your years as an advisor to Key Club in high school, do you find that youth are still maybe as willing as maybe they used to be to be involved in community service without either having to be forced into it or through any means like, getting in trouble, as you mentioned, or that sort of thing? Are kids maybe better than we might think that they are these days?
I think there are. There's several service clubs at the high school and also at Knox College. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm for community service. And sometimes it's like a lot of other things. People just need to be asked and told there's a place for them. So we welcome new members in Kiwanis all the time, and you can ask any Kiwanis member at Pancake Day.
Absolutely.
What do they have to do to get involved.
Mike, why are you still involved, and how long did you say you were involved again?
I think I've been in the club maybe about 12 years.
Oh, okay.
And I just really like to see the kids that haven't ever gotten any new clothes before get new clothes. So that really fires me up, the shopping day that we have. And the fundraiser to raise the money so these kids can get new clothes. I mean, they really light up. I remember I was shopping with a young boy, and he was, 10 or 11 years old. He was wearing his sister's tennis shoes.
Wow.
I mean, that was his shoes, and he got a new pair of tennis shoes, and he just, oh, my gosh, he was just so excited. And And I remember one time I took another boy shopping, and there was a little toy attached to these T-shirts. And he had to have one of those because I don't think he had ever gotten a toy before.
Wow.
So, I mean, these are really needy kids. And
they're really grateful for what they get.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're just beaming when they get these clothes. They can't wait to put them on, and it's just a nice thing, so it really warms my heart.
Absolutely. The schools tell us that when they go back to school and next day they're wearing their new clothes, and I know the schools do a great job of picking out needy children, and we have a lot of people in our community that give to the children the shoes and other things, and they make sure that it's not always the same children that get to go, so
Absolutely.
They do a great job with that.
All right, so let's talk again about Pancake Day tomorrow, since that's this effort is what that funds. Again, give me the when and the where and all the pertinent information there.
Trinity Lutheran Church, noon shift is from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Evening shift is from 4:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock. Adults cost $5. Children eat free. There's juice, there's coffee, there's sausage, and we hope you make it.
Absolutely. I should ask, by the way, since this funds some of the less fortunate getting clothes and such for the winter here, when is there a particular day that happens?
It's the first. We go the first Tuesday in December.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
And we got to thank Penny's, because Penny's are the one that work with us on that, and they give us a break on the clothes and they have staff there to help us out. And
that's great.
So Penny's is awesome. So
absolutely. Yeah, thank you for to J.C. Penny for the good they're doing in the community. And thanks to you, too, and for the Kiwanis Club for doing the good you do in the community. Faye Schultz and Mike Wygand, but the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day tomorrow. Again, thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck, and I will do my best to try to eat my share tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, Will. We'll see you there.